Athabasca, the Grand Union Hotel has stood at the junction of Highway 2 and Highway 55 since 1913. The last time the building was destroyed in a blaze. Its iconic red brick veneer had seen better days, and the broken and boarded-up windows weren't as welcoming as they once were, but for Athabascans, the hotel contained memories of late-night concerts, jam-packed river rats festivals, and a golden era of the town. Following an early morning fire July 23, the Union doesn't stand any longer, a final note in the decay of an institution that was once the talk of the town, and a must-see site for visitors. A fire for the ages? Historical records for the building from the Athabasca Archives show this was the second hotel to stand on the site after a large blaze destroyed 32 buildings, including the municipal offices, mounted police barracks, and the original Union. In total, the fire destroyed a conservative estimate of $335,000 worth of property, or about $9 million today. Other publications reported 35 buildings lost, and more than $500,000 in damages. Fires were more common in that era in Athabasca's history. A newspaper article titled, "Fire Threatens to Wipe Out Landing," from June 10, 1911, detailed a barn fire that was put out with the help of a large bucket brigade, composed of men, women, and boys, without whom, the author postulated, the town would have been wiped out. Another fire in 1912 burned down the Hudson's Bay store and the Imperial Bank, and in November 1913 an arsonist attempted to burn down an entire block, which was put out by hotelgoers and residents early in the morning. A varied history. Immediately after the 1913 fire, work began on rebuilding the hotel. A story in the Athabasca Times from September 25, 1913 said the new plans had been revised and accepted, and included the three-story height and brick veneer today's residents were familiar with. The building officially reopened on January 26, 1914, under the management of Harry Campbell and his wife, who was only identified in the Times article as Mrs. Campbell. Travelers could stay at the time, luxurious hotel for $3 a day, around $80 in today's world. More than 300 citizens attended the party, which the Times called the most successful affair in the history of the town. Later that year, a ditch collapsed on a plumber and his assistant, who had been working on the hotel's pipes. Both men avoided serious injury, although one of them was buried for over 30 minutes. After Campbell's death in 1914, the hotel was taken over by a W.R. Bill Day, who was described in ads as the proprietor and manager. In 1916, an E.J. Gordon took over from Day. The next information in the archives is from November 1929. A Frank Donald was listed as proprietor, and H.G. Lyons as manager. A smoking-related explosion made the news on November 25, 1932, after caretaker J. Griswold managed to load a .22 bullet into his pipe. In 1933, the Athabasca Echo reported the management had swapped from a Frank Varinaus, seemingly the same person as Donald, to a Mr. G. O'Hagan from Grande Prairie. In 1949, the name changed to the Union Hotel, dropping Grand from its name. The beverage emporium was enlarged, as was the lunch area. There's a lull in the archives for the next 30 or so years, during which the building was owned by the Calgary Brewing Company, and later by a private company. In 1998, the building was granted historical status. In 2003, a restoration effort began to return the building to its original look. Architect David Murray helped rejuvenate the building, which would later feature the beloved Trapper's Pub and Heritage Grill. Various community groups and outside parties owned the building during the 2000s, including a conglomerate of Rotarians, before the building was sold to owner Jaspal Paul Singh Bapparai, who owned the hotel until firefighters knocked it down on Tuesday.